We're CJNQ, and today we're talking with Kevin Fotsu, and we're talking about the Cooking for a Paws cookbook, and this is to raise funds for the Pet Connection. So welcome, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi. Now, how did the cookbook get started? Who thought of the idea and the project?
And one of the teacher in LVTC just had the idea to make a fundraising for the animal shelter here in Lenoxville.
So okay, yeah.
We thought it was a great idea to just do a cookbook for Christmas time. Christmas time, we all know, is a good time for to give gift, but we never know what to give or never have idea. But I think cookbook is a great idea to just, and for $10, it's a great price too. So I thought it was a great idea to do a fundraising for the animal shelter.
Okay, now you're a student at the Lenoxville Vocational Education Center? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And it's in Galt, but it's separate from Galt.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're a student in marketing?
And sales representation.
Okay. So definitely a great project. So your teacher thought of the idea. So who's your teacher's name?
Natasha Courchain.
Okay, great. So the cookbook is $10, and it's human recipes, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And there's some stories, too, from some of the pets that have been adopted from through the Pet Connection. And everybody knows that Jen Young, she works at Blue Seal. She started the Pet Connection, and it's doing very well. So all the money raised goes toward the animals there, have them... their vet care. Some of them are in kind of bad situations when they come to the Pet Connection, and make sure that they get healthy, make sure that they get spayed or neutered and go to their forever homes. So you got interested in the project, and the project, how is it going so far?
It was going pretty well. I mean, we had a lot of books at the LVTC, the Lenoxville Vocational Training Center. Mm-hmm. So we sold a lot of them in a school, but we just decided to go a little bit over that and try to sell it to people on the street,
right,
just to talk to them about the Pet Connection so they can talk to their family during Christmas time, or saying that they bought the book for fundraising for a good cause. So we thought it was a great idea.
Okay, so basically there's a blitz going on today, Monday the 19th of December. It's outside the Lenox for Provigo. Started at 1, it's going to 3 p.m., and you can pick up your cookbook there, Cooking for a Paws, for $10 today, right?
Yep.
And you're out on the street going up and down, too, and you've sold a few, too.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely people have been generous, I guess.
Yeah, really generous, and I encourage them to continue like that because it's for a good cause, and it's pretty cold outside too, so just come and see me to we're going to talk a bit. So.
Okay, that's great. So definitely the Pet Connection, all the money raised going toward the pets to make sure that they're healthy and going to their forever homes. How many books were printed? Do you know around how many?
I don't really know how many were printed. Today
okay.
we had 100 of them. We're trying to sell 100 copy, but I don't know if we're going to do it. We're going to try as hard as possible, but we sold a lot of them in the school directly to our family too, so
okay.
It's doing pretty well.
Definitely makes a great Christmas present, and it's a great way of giving to the Pet Connection. So if somebody can't make it today outside of Provigo, the Lenoxville Provigo from 1 to 3 p.m., they can pick up their Cooking for a Paws cookbook at Blue Seal, 1730 Wellington Street in the borough of Lenoxville, right beside the Trestle Bridge. And you also said that people can pick up a copy at the Vocational Education Center at Galt?
Yep.
Okay, and well, I guess the first thing they should do is to call, make sure it's open and the times it's open. The number is 819-563-5627. Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we go, Kevin?
No, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Okay, and definitely pick up your copy of Cooking for a Paws. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.